Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the ID Buzz is now open for online ordering in the US, Zeekr enters Norway, and Volvo's milestone with the EX40. Well, stay tuned as well, because later in the show, I'll tell you why sometimes, just sometimes, it's actually cheaper to buy the EV version of a car. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you are in the world, welcome along. This is EV News Daily. I hope we're your trusted source of EV information. Friday, 11th of October, I'm Martin Lee, and I've been through every EV story today so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer on the Patreon platform. It'll be you, Tim Epperson. Thank you very much, Tim Epperson, for signing up to be a producer. Well, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like Tim. We should all be more like Tim, shouldn't we? And click on the link in the show notes. We'll start with news of Audi and Porsche recalling more than 34,000 vehicles because of a potential hazard. The recall includes 27,500 Porsche Taycans made between 2020 and 2024, and 6,500 Audi e-tron GTs and RS e-tron GTs made from 2022 to 2024. Well, this is in the US. The NHTSA identified a defect in the traction battery that can cause a short circuit, they say. And to address the issue, so Porsche and Audi are going to do a update for 80% charging limit. And if you need to have some more software, they will. And if possible, they'll do a hardware replacement on a module if they need to. It's to do with a supplier in the battery pack. That is definitely a bloody nose, but good to see they're doing the right thing. And so many updates can be done over the air these days. It's interesting to hear about one of those ones where might have to go back to the dealer. Might have to be some service, but if you need to do that, then you need to do that. Electric vehicles are so new in terms of the life cycle of this technology. So a little public service announcement there for any of my listeners that might drive those vehicles. Get in touch with your dealer if they haven't already been in touch with you. Now, the UK's largest battery energy storage system has been launched in North Yorkshire, named Lakeside Energy Park. It's near Selby. It's 100 megawatts and 200 megawatt hours. It's about 30,000 homes a day will be powered across England and in Wales as well, designed to store energy generated from renewables like excess solar and wind, and then feeding back into the grid during high demand periods. Tag Energy fully owns and operates it alongside their partners Tesla, Habitat, and RES, key project partners. Now, Tesla served as the engineering, procurement, and construction contractor, providing the Tesla Megapack 2XLs, and Habitat Energy did the market strategy and battery optimization. Well, that's good news, and more of that, please. to see lithium-ion batteries on the grid at scale just fills my heart. It's fantastic to see projects like this. Now, the Volvo EX30 has got pricing in Canada now. In Canada, the EX30 is available at dealerships. Base model, so core, single motor, starts at 56,500 Canadian. That's about 41,000 US if you just do a rough translation and a conversion. And that is a little more than they said it would start at. But, you know, this isn't the US pricing. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, maybe. Anyway, on this podcast, the EX30 is in Canada. I'll remind you of that story, as I mentioned, that they're imported from China already. So they entered the country before the 1st of October deadline. That's when Canada put those tariffs in place. And once the current stock is sold, as I mentioned earlier in the week, Canadian buyers will have to wait to get the vehicles from Belgium because they're not going to add 100% of the price to those EX30. So if you want one, be pronto to your Canadian dealerships, which leads me nicely onto this next story, because they're going to move the production because of the tariffs from China to Ghent in Belgium. Not ideal. Some car makers say can't be done. The likes of Cupra say, well, you know, we can't move our production outside of China. We wouldn't make a profit. Volvo have gone, all right, well, we want to sell the car, so we have to move it. They have an amazing facility there. And the Ghent plant in Belgium today marked a major milestone. It made its 1 millionth XC40/EX40. Just 7 years after the first one was built, the achievement highlights the popularity of Volvo's SUV and supports the company's strategy of local manufacturing. Stefan Fesser is the global plant manager at Ghent, and he said, very proud of the achievement. We passed a very important milestone in the history of Volvo today, and I'm very proud to announce we've made our 1 millionth XC40/EX40. They're focusing on electrification there, with so far 175,000 fully electric XC40s made in the Ghent facility. So they're more than ready to start making the EX30. They know what they're doing making electric vehicles. The XC40, as it used to be called in electric form, introduced all the way back in September 2017. It was in Milan, actually, in Italy. And they launched the vehicle, became very popular, and European Car of the Year in 2018. First time Volvo won that, I think. And in 2020, the XC40 launched its fully electric version. The XC40 designed for updates with over-the-air technology and the in-house motors make it a really powerful vehicle as well. Earlier this year, they renamed it EX40. To line up with the rest of the cars in the Volvo lineup. All right, let's move on. Tesla is offering some 0% financing on new models in the US, and that's interesting because we are a long way from end of quarter, my friend. I always say, if you're going to buy a Tesla, get your financing sorted, get all your ducks in a row. And the last 2 weeks of the quarter, you got to be ready to go and you'll get a stellar deal. Well, hey, look at this. We're 2 weeks into the quarter and you get a good deal. Tesla's introduced a new promotion in the US that offers 0% APR for buyers of the Model 3 and Model Y if you select full self-driving. So there's a huge caveat on this. And eligible customers can finance the vehicle for up to 72 months at 0% with a minimum down payment of 15%. But you got to select FSD. Buyers may well get the $7,500 federal tax credit, which, you know, assists with the down payment if you meet the criteria. And the promotion coincides with the We Robot event, which was last night and very early hours of the morning my time. So I'll pop together a nice little bonus show for you in the feed sometime over the weekend. Now, just to be rest assured, yes, Tesla had an event and I'm not going big on it because it was about RoboPods, 20-seat like sci-fi pods that drive people around, a new little two-seater car that has no steering wheel or pedals, called like the RoboCab or something. So, oh, and robots. Now, none of those things are particularly of interest to me, but of course, Tesla is the dominant force in electric vehicles in many countries, and so we have to reflect the news. So I'll put together, I'll do a separate pod there. If you don't care, just delete it from your feed if you want to. There was some interesting stuff about inductive charging in there, but no real specific. I mean, it's certainly nothing about, you know, batteries or range or anything like that. So yeah, a lot of autonomy, a lot of robots and stuff like that, none of which this podcast is designed to serve. So you know, if I was doing a robot podcast, I'd be all over it, but it's not. But it's Tesla, so I'll cover it, but I'll do it separately, so you know, you can pick and choose. Now, earlier in the week, let's do some more wash up on this story. earlier in the week, I told you about General Motors announcing their intention to use different kinds of batteries, different kinds of cell formats. And, you know, because back in the day, the Ultium Cells name, because the Ultium Cells, if you haven't heard the podcast and the bonus special podcast, they're getting rid of the Ultium. It's not just the name, though, because Ultium referred to the cells and the modules. Specifically, the module construction, I think, was the very first iteration when they said the Ultium cell technology was how they built the modules. And then it grew to reflect GM's platform. Well, architecture is a better word, actually, in automotive world. But that's all gone now. And so, you know, originally it was just working with LG. It was just making pouch cells. Then it kind of expanded. Then, Samsung came in and other battery companies came in. And I just think, you know, for many reasons, as you can hear in my previous podcasts, it was probably right for Ultium as a name to go. It didn't really mean anything anyway, but it wasn't really a problem until it became a problem. So if it tied them to using LG, or if it tied them to using a certain technology, you know, if they started using prismatic cells or cylindrical cells that weren't technically part of the Ultium platform architecture, you know, you can't then be selling the new Bolt that is not technically Ultium, because anyway, best it goes. And then GM are now free to pick and choose any supplier, not just LG. They're still doing the Ultium Cells at LLC joint venture with LG, by the way. Must make that clear. But one of those is the LFP pack that's going to go into the new Bolt. We heard that the new Bolt will be part of a family of cheaper cars. It'll be a 26 model year, but it'll be out in about a year's time at the end of 2025. And during the investor conference, they talked about those LFP cells and how it can save $6,000 compared to current batteries and technologies. They didn't put a number on it until now. So very interesting to get a $6,000 number. That's not to say that the Bolt will be $6,000 cheaper than we think, but it will get, you would think it would get the $7,500 federal tax credit, as well the Ultium stuff does at the moment. GM, we also found out talking to TDK, the Japanese firm TDK, to make the LFP cells on US soil so that it does get the tax credit, but licensing the IP from the Chinese company, CATL. Maybe they were going to do a direct battery supply deal with CATL, but then there's the new federal tax credit rules. And so maybe doing a deal more like Ford are doing, which is licensing the Chinese technology, the IP, but technically it's an American company making it. I get that. That's your podcast first half done. We'll come back and we'll talk VW ID Buzz, now configurator live online in the US, and why sometimes it is indeed cheaper to buy the electric version of a car. I'll tell you more in a moment. Stick around.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations. Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Thanks for waiting. Back on the podcast, second half of today's show. By the way, if you are a Patreon supporter, you get the podcast ad-free, which saves you time. You know, if there's a couple of minutes of ads on the podcast feed, that adds up, you know, every day, every week, every month, every year. So you're all about saving time. This podcast saves you time, and you can do that by becoming a supporter on the Patreon platform. Or not. Of course, the free feed is always there. Now let's talk about Zeekr entering the Norwegian market, the electric part of Geely. Zeekr is expanding into Norway following launches in the Netherlands and Sweden, part of their strategy to increase the presence in the European market. And of course, Norway is, you know, 95% EVs at the minute of the new car market at least. And customers can now order the all-electric Zeekr 001. That's the shooting brand. break, and the Zeekr X, that's the compact SUV, but that's later this month. Deliveries begin before the end of the year. Dealer network, or at least a retailer network, now being set up in Norway, beginning with Premium Cars Store Oslo this month. More coming in major cities soon. The network will be complemented by the Zeekr authorized service centres and workshops. Look forward to going back to Norway very soon. I'm going to take my kiddos. My kiddos are 2 and 6, so they'll be a bit older by the time we get there. I'm going to take them to Norway and look at the fjords, actually, and take them there. I've been to Norway once before with my wife before we had kids, and so I'm going to take my kiddos back. I think it's a nice, I think they'll be 3 and 7 when we go next time. And so I'll be looking out for how the EV world has changed. I mean, I'm not a million miles away from Norway here in the south of England. It's a bit of a trek to drive, but we'll go and have a look at what it's, certainly for them, it'll be some mind-blowing scenery and stuff like that. But I'll be looking forward to seeing, you know, with my own eyes, how it's changed in the last, when was I last there? 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe. So, that's going to be good fun to go back and take the whole family. That's going to be amazing, actually. Hopefully they like fjords and spectacular scenery. If not, the kids are going to be very, very bored, but they should like it. They should like it. All right. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz electric minivan is now available to order in the United States. Oh, it's been a long time coming. Following the rollout of the online configurator to VW of America's website, the vehicle was first introduced as a concept in 2017. We got it in 2022, so much so that we've already had the second version of the van. We've now got the GTX version, the long wheelbase version, the short wheelbase version. My American listeners are finally getting it for the first time. You only get long wheelbase. Options for single motor, rear wheel drive, or dual motor, all wheel drive. You don't get GTX branding and all the little sort of exterior bits, but it was otherwise it's the GTX. The all wheel drive one is otherwise GTX, but it's not that. Buyers can choose from 5 different models. 2 first edition ones to arrive by the end of the year. The base model, ID Buzz Pro S, starts at $61,500. The ID Buzz Pro S Plus, that's a mouthful, is $66,000. First edition models start at $67,000 with the distinctive 20-inch wheels and the panoramic glass roof with the electrochromic dimming. Now, all ID Buzz models are equipped with a 91 kilowatt-hour battery, EPA range of 234 miles or 377 kilometers for the rear-wheel drive version, 231 miles all-wheel drive. And, you know, over here, again, this is just a difference between the continents. You know, in this country, we would never really take, if we were camping for the weekend or even camping for a week or two, we would never go 230 miles between campsites ever. Whereas, you know, I talk to my friends in the US, my buddies on the Batteries Included podcast on a Friday morning, you know, and they talk about how the distances are just so vast in the US that 230 miles just doesn't cut it if you're going to be doing motorhoming decent. Charging infrastructure doesn't exist in some states. And, you know, just over here, we might hop 20, 30 miles between campsites. If you're lucky, maybe you do a cross Euro drive. You might be able to leave here by skiing in Switzerland or something. So you're going to do a multiple hop and do hundreds of miles, but you'd still be stopping more regularly, even on a cross Euro trip. And so I think it's a vehicle that suits here enormously well. Will it suit the US? Yes, obviously. Will it suit those people that want to just churn through thousands of miles? Well, for now, maybe stick to diesel. There'll be some extended range EVs coming, some EVs that got big batteries and engines, I think, you know, big RVs and stuff in the second half of this decade. That'll be a good solution. Same with trucks as well. Look, the distances are just, I mean, so different, I don't think it's the perfect motorhome in the US. It's the perfect one for us, and I hope you like it in America. Now, sometimes it is cheaper to buy the electric version of a car. This is a particularly unique example. The electric Mercedes-Benz G-Class has been reduced by 50,000 euros. It used to cost 200 grand. Now it's 150,000 euros. The model named G580 with EQ technology was initially released as the Edition 1 variant, but they've taken away some of that extra specs. And now If you want to get into a G-Class, you want to go G-Wagoning in 2024, the cheapest option you got is the electric version. Four electric motors, 600 horsepower, that's 435 kilowatts, 100 kph dispatched in 4.7 seconds, 116 kilowatt hour battery. And with the price adjustment, if you want to get into a G580, go electric, my friends, because it's much cheaper than getting a combustion one. Isn't that interesting? Whoever said that EVs are more expensive, although the example I've given you does require 150 grand to prove your point. Still counts. And finally, I wanted to mention this today. Ratan Tata, the influential Tata Group leader, passed away this week at the age of 86. Prominent businessman who guided one of India's oldest conglomerates and transformed it into a global leader, passed away at 86 this week. His leadership was 21 years during his first term, which ended in 2012, and he came back in 2016. In the economic boom of the 2000s, he was very bold in his business approach. In 2008, acquired Jaguar and Land Rover from Ford, paid £2.3 billion, along with Tetley Group as well, if you like a cup of tea, and Daewoo's heavy vehicle division. Now, Jaguar Land Rover almost immediately faced hurdles after the acquisition. There was the global financial crisis that reduced demand for those luxury cars that they make and also dried up the credit that they relied on. Although the Tata Group revitalized the brand within a few years, it would then face challenges with reduced demand in China, Brexit, of course, more recently the pandemic and supply chain shortages. Not been an easy ride for Tata's ownership of JLR. I think they've done a great job, though, and sad that he won't live to see the move into the next electric era, which they are so close. Obviously, there's the I-Pace, obviously, but they're so close to the new Range Rover's coming out by the end of the year. We think we should see that, the Range Rover Sport, and maybe an electric Velar as well. Very sad he won't see the fruits of all of his hard work. Never married, never had kids, completely dedicated to building that fantastic success they did with Jaguar Land Rover. It wasn't always successful. I remember the Nano microcar project to have this, you know, 100,000 rupee vehicle. It's about 1,100 or 1,200 pounds-ish for Indian consumers who, you know, normally ride motorcycles but could have a little nano car. That ended in 2018. It never really took off after the sort of 10 years of being on the market. But as part of the, you know, the Jaguar Land Rover story, when Ford passed it on, you know, certainly a very influential part of British motor history. And I thought I'd mention that today. Well, that's your podcast. Thanks for listening. As always, couldn't do this without you and the Patreon support. You can check it out, patreon.com/EV News Daily, if you want to support me financially, because this is what I do now. I completely just make this podcast for you. Isn't that crazy? How is that a career these days, just making podcasts? But I, thanks to Patreon, what would I do without it? This is how I pay my bills. Incredible. And a bit of money as well from the ads on the podcast. Thank you, as always, to our premium partners of the show: Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel. And Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good, and see you tomorrow for Saturday's edition, because there's loads going on, so I'll be here at the weekend. It's all right, I'm going to send the kiddos off for their swimming lessons and do some work. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business: PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations. Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business: PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.